Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on prayer, we were taught that we should not only apply our prayer to our church, but also to our personal life and home. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Was there something wrong with the light? Because if the light was more positive, men would have liked it. So it couldn't be men's fault, it's the light's fault. Well, who's light? Jesus said, I am the light. Now you're finding fault with Jesus Christ, you see. Verse 20 says there in John 3, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Why will people not go to a church that preaches the word and calls sin, sin, and right, right? Because they don't want their deeds reproved. They want to hear that preacher says, no, you've got liberty to do all these things. And they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, which is an evidence of the last days before the rapture. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so, not everybody chooses the light, but they who do find it to be a great and wonderful blessing. Now, so not all will heed God's warnings and instruction. They also need to pray for the pastor to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in order to articulate what God wants the church to do spiritually, as well as each Christian individually through the medium of preaching and teaching. Now, this study that we're doing right now is an example of that. We have worked to make this study such that when people come to it, when people hear it, it instructs the church and our church, and it helps them to grow together. And so here it is helping the church through the medium of teaching how to pray and to what to pray for, and then how to apply it not only as a church, but to your life individually. And so as we give these things out as how to pray for your church, you also see that this is how you ought to pray, not only at church, but individually in your home. See, that's what Ephesians 4, 11 through 13 talks about concerning the local church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting, that is the maturing of the saints, equipping them for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, a lot of times people stop at the word unity and that's it. Unity for unity's sake. Well, no. We come into the unity of the faith. Not unity itself, it's the unity of the faith, Bible doctrine, and the knowledge of the Son of God, who is holy, and therefore we seek to know Him, to be like Him. That makes us a perfect or mature man, and allow Jesus Christ to always be the measure, the stature of what we seek to grow toward and to be. That is the responsibility. Pray the pastor will be able to exhort the people in the power of the Holy Spirit to do this very thing. Okay, number 7, pray that the almighty love of God will flow through his life and pour out to others. Now that's short, so let me say it again. Pray that the almighty love of God will flow through his life and pour out to others. In John 14, 34 and 35, the Lord made it quite clear about His will and command for which we are called into an account. He says, a new commandment. Now, when He said a new commandment, this was looking back to the Ten Commandments. You might even say that He was saying this is as important as the Ten Commandments. So He's saying, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, this commandment is to all Christians. But notice, it was to the disciples first. And who were the first pastors of the church in Acts 2? It was the disciples. You see, the spiritual leaders who went out to evangelize the world were men also who were to love one another in such a way that the world would say, hey, they must belong to Christ because they love one another. Now, we do need to understand that people have ideas of love that are often pacifist in nature and unholy in execution. Now, it is love to stand for Christ and against error. The bottom line is to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. Now, preachers often get discouraged by getting so focused on the work that they neglect their walk with God. And that's what many times will lead a pastor to discouragement and quitting. So this calls on you as a member to uphold your pastor in prayer because you love the Lord Jesus Christ and therefore you love the preacher and you love the people. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8 demonstrates that love. Now we go on to the next one, number 8. Again, write this down. Pray that God's leading will be as familiar to the pastor's heart as the voice of his wife is to his ear. Pray that each time God speaks to him, he will know it is the voice of God. Pray that God's leading and speaking would never cease in his life. Pray that he'll always be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in preparing messages and in preaching them. This is of utmost importance that the pastor know the voice of God in his heart. Because Satan will try to deceive him. So he needs to know the difference. Because he has a responsibility to take the message of that voice to you. So again, God's voice should be more familiar to his heart than the voice of his own wife to his ear. Now, my wife calls me on the phone. I know it's her. She doesn't have to say, this is Janice. You know, Janice Bloom. No, she doesn't have to say that. When she calls, I know it's her. And she knows my voice. And so, our voices are very familiar to each other's ear. We know who's there. Perhaps you've been laying in bed in the morning, and your mate comes in and says something. You don't say, well, who are you? No, you know it's her. You know her voice. You know it's him. You know his voice. Well, that's the way we want God's voice to be in our heart. And so pray for that for your pastor. It doesn't hurt to pray that for yourself. Pray daily that God will speak to him. Okay? Pray that daily that God would speak to him daily. That calls for the pastor to be in the Word and thinking on it daily. Now, it is important for the pastor and the local church that God speaks daily to him all his life. Now, let me just say this. Sometimes God showed me things in his word, gave me understanding, in that time alone with him, and I had something that didn't infect the entire church, but maybe somebody in council. And I was able to share with them from something from God's Word that He gave me that day. And you see, if a pastor is sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you'll find that many times God uses that to make a difference in a member's life. It may not be the entire church, but still, each person is important to the Lord. Each person should be important to us. Pray especially that he'll be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in preparing messages and in preaching them. Now, I've often, in my own personal prayer, as I've prayed this over the years, I've said, Lord, if you give me long days, help me to always know your voice. Help my mind to remain good, that I can always be a witness. Speak to me daily and give me daily understanding. And that is still my prayer. And I hope that you'll pray that for me as well as your pastor. In Psalm chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, it says this, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's how you learn the voice of God, being in his word and meditating in it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Okay, let's look at number 9. Pray that his zeal and enthusiasm will be renewed and refreshed each and every day in the ministry. Too often, preachers allow disappointments, the opposition from people, betrayal from those who have been people that he's helped, and they turn around and gossip about him, stab him in the back. Sometimes the disappointment comes from people leaving the church, and a host of other things that make him discouraged and ready to quit. And so we need to pray that he has renewed zeal and renewed enthusiasm each and every day in the ministry. And of course, again, that's tied into his walk with God. Now, sometimes there are pastors that will just go through the motions and do not give it their all. So that calls for the pastor to keep his eyes on the Lord by his walk with God through the word, prayer, and his daily service in the ministry. Once anyone's eyes are on people, Satan will discourage them. Yes, even the pastor can get discouraged because he gets his eyes more on people than on the Lord. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light into your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.